Thank you so much to our choir, to all our musicians. I was actually thinking earlier on, as a title for our message this evening, to talk about Christmas joy. And as the hours went by, I found that I had to change the title and replaced it, the title Christmas Joy, with Elusive Christmas Joy. Let's listen to Philippians 4, the verses 4 through 9. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret and worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very evening. Explaining Christmas to the kids is not always as easy as some might think. Little Nancy was almost four, and her folks really tried to prepare her for Christmas by talking about the true meaning of Christmas and telling little Nancy exactly why the family celebrated it. So little Nancy had a wonderful Christmas with lots of presents and toys. And a few days later, Nancy was talking about what a great Christmas she had and said, "I sure hope Joseph and Mary will soon have another baby." Well, to avoid any more misunderstanding, remember that the lighting of the Christ candle on Christmas Eve is much more than just a nostalgic tradition. It is the highlight, the culmination of our celebration of the birth of Jesus. The four candles surrounding the Christ candle can be described in so many different ways, giving expression to our preparation of the past Advent season to this moment. For now, let them present hope, peace, love, and joy. Of course, you see, Christ's mission on earth had and still has everything to do with bringing a dark, tired, and sick world a bit closer toward hope and peace and love and joy. Our faith tells us that it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Well, there is still much darkness out there in this world of ours. The history of the world has never been a happy one. Currently, the Middle East is once again the unhappy center of attention. Tonight, even if you and I could be in Bethlehem in the Holy Land, we would choose to rather not be there. You see, there's no peace in Egypt, none in Syria, and even the surrounding countries live in fear. Danger lurks in every corner as senseless suicide bombers slaughter the innocent, while emergency sirens shrill to make way for yet another wounded body surrounded by a weeping family. No out there, no angelic chorus at this time. It's replaced with war cries of hatred, drowning all the peace and all the joy and all the life and all the love out. Saber rattling seems to be the order of the day. The candles seem to be flickering, and as we look at the candles, we must admit in this world of ours, hope, peace, and love are indeed in scarce supply. Peace is an elusive dream all over the world, and many an American heart is hurting because of loved ones serving in areas of unrest. So, joy to the world? Are you kidding? Truth is that the peace that angels sang about long ago is not only absent in nations, politics, and remote areas, even here in our midst, are many hearts burdened by the sorrows of life. Present here amongst us are those who are battling crippling illness, those who carry a deep concern in their hearts, those who wish they were elsewhere tonight, closer to their loved ones. Several are wrestling with persistent pain, and many a burden are hidden behind friendly smiles and wishes of cheer to all around. People often say, "Merry Christmas," followed by a deep sigh of concern. Can anyone in his right mind still sing joy to the world? There is so little joy to be seen anywhere on earth. Well, you see, joy is actually a Christian word. Joy is actually a Christian thing. And for us, there is a distinct difference between joy and happiness. Things that happen around me cause happiness, and circumstances are able to spoil it. However, joy flows right on through every trouble we face. Joy flows on through the dark. Joy flows in the night as well as in the day. Joy flows all the way through persecution and opposition. It is an unceasing fountain bubbling up in the heart. It is a secret spring that the world cannot see and does not know and understand anything about. Joy, Christian joy, the joy to the world that we are singing about, Joy has something within itself that is far beyond happiness and sorrow. And the best word I can think of, joy can also be called blessedness. It's asked for. It's promised in the Bible. It's a joy that makes life possible, both in pleasure and in pain, in happiness and unhappiness, in ecstasy and in sorrow. Where there is joy, there is fulfillment. And where there is fulfillment, there is joy. In our Christmas Eve scripture reading, the apostle called Christians of all times, challenging them to rejoice and to be glad, come what may. Think who was speaking here. The apostle Paul knew very little peace in his own life and suffered in many different ways. He suffered hardships, shipwrecks, beatings, imprisonment. And Paul still, in spite of it all, reminds us that it is possible to possess an inner joy that will provide hope and love and encouragement even during your and my toughest times. And come to think of it, that is maybe the truest meaning of Christmas. The birth of Jesus is good news, the best of all good news for us. It is in the birth of Jesus that we discover what God is really like. It tells us what we are like, and it tells us what our lives could be like. The real reason for this season is all we need to know to live by, and all we need to know to die by. Joy is that deep, settled confidence that God is present in every area of your and my life. Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God in our lives. You know, Mother Teresa, only a memory for our older generation maybe, wrote and said, we have it in our power to be in and with God right now, to be happy at this very moment. And being happy with God now means loving as He loves, helping as He helps, giving as He gives, serving as He serves, rescuing as He rescues, being with Him for all the 24 hours, touching Him in His distressing disguise. Thus, Mother Teresa. And this is our message of hope in a world of despair. It's amazing how the glow of a tiny candle can light an entire room. Light enough candles and we can set the entire world aglow. Every lighted candle, every Christmas hymn tell us that we have a living Savior born long ago to bring us a joy that surpasses all that this world could possibly give us. We live in a world of darkness. Christ is the light of our world. We are to let His light shine through us. Thus, joy to the world? Oh yes. The true light has come into the world. Joy, joy, joy to the world. Amen.